Hello, you've reached Dial a Story at the Washington County Public Library. Today's story is Bear's Scare by Jacob Grant, read by Rick McVeigh. In accordance with copyright, all rights reserved. Bear was sure of many things. He was sure that his house was clean. He was sure that his rooms were tidy. He was certainly sure that he took very good care of everything inside. There was one thing Bear loved to care for most of all. A small, stuffed friend named Ursa. They were always together. Each day, Bear and his stuffed friend Ursa cleaned the house high and low. They cleaned inside and out. It was on such a day that Bear found something odd.
"That's funny," said Bear. "I am sure I did not leave any books out."
When Bear looked closer, he saw something not funny at all. A spider web. Bear tried to keep calm, but the more he searched, the more messy webs he found.
"Ursa, we have a spider problem," said Bear. "I am sure the spider is covering our home with more sticky webs. I am sure the spider is making a giant mess with its many legs. I am certainly sure the spider is nothing like us," said Bear.
"Ursa, we must find this messy guest." Bear and Ursa searched high and low. They searched inside and out, but they did not find any spiders.
"This spider is extra sneaky, but it cannot hide from us," said Bear.
He sprang up to continue the search when something terrible happened. Ursa's arm got caught underneath the leg of a couch, and when Bear tried to lift Ursa, the arm tore off. Bear lay there for some time.
"My poor friend, I sure never meant to make such a mess."
Once again, Bear searched high and low. He searched inside and out. He had to find a way to help his friend. When Bear returned, he could not believe what he saw. Ursa's arm had been reattached to Ursa's shoulder with what looked like a spider web. His dear Ursa was good as new. There, among the books, Bear found something he never expected. The tiny spider was sitting in a tiny room, drinking a tiny cup of tea. Bear did not mind the spider's sticky webs. He did not mind the spider's many legs.
"I certainly do not mind sharing my home with one more friend."
And that was something Bear could be sure of.